Hi friends, and welcome to another episode of the Impactivity Podcast. My name is Rachel, and I want to talk to you a little bit about tech today. So I love technology. I use it all the time, constantly have a screen in front of my face. It's terrible for me, but I love it so much. I can't imagine not having it in my life. So here are a few tricks that I have learned along the way. Now, normally we don't share super nitty-gritty details of our own apps and things like that because they're likely to go out of date quickly. So hopefully this podcast doesn't date us too quickly. But I also feel like it's important that we share some things. So first of all, I'm learning that I have worse and worse of a memory every year that goes by. And so one thing that I am doing a lot recently is recording voice memos, especially when I'm leaving a meeting that was in person, something like that, and I want to remember key parts of it because I know I'm going to need that thing later. As I'm in my car, as I'm leaving that meeting, I just record a short voice memo of like, hey, here are the things I need to remember, here's what happened. Sometimes I don't even go back and play those because I don't need to. But just the action of like vocalizing those points and thinking through the things I want to remember helps me remember. So tip number one, use your voice memos. It'll save your life. Tip number two, use your apps. Find apps. I know I am the type of person at least that could get lost in apps for days, but there are so many good ones out there. Look at the top ranked apps in your app store. So like, I'm using an app to track my streaks for my habits because I'm one of those people that doesn't want to break a streak, and so it keeps me motivated to do my habits. On the iPhone, Siri now has shortcuts where you can actually set up these special shortcuts with custom words, and it can do certain things for you, which is pretty incredible. And so you can just say like, hey Siri, mark this habit as complete. Or, hey Siri, start my day and she'll tell you the weather and start playing your podcast or whatever it is. So use full advantage of the settings. Oh, another great one that she has is drink water. You can tell her, hey Siri, I drank a cup of water, and she'll track your water intake throughout the day. These things are awesome. Use them. Use your voice. It's helpful. I have a really great email app. I spend way too much of my time in email, so why would I not pick the best app for me? I have an app that combines all of my different email addresses into one central place so I don't have to flip back and forth between a bunch of things. It has really great buttons everywhere to like delete and archive and swipe and all of these things, and shows up on my home screen, but only if it's people that I'm actually talking to. Things like this. This app is called Spark. I'm just going to go ahead and say the name because I love it so much. It's for Mac and iOS. They might even have an Android version. I'm not sure. I honestly don't get on Android very much. But find an email client that works for you, that helps you do your tasks faster. It gives you signatures and aliases, and it's just so great. Do it. It's worth the 15 minutes it'll take you to set up because it's really easy. What else? Alexa. I'm really into home automation right now, so Alexa with smart lights or smart TV, these things are great, but you know, they're kind of fluff at this point. But you know, use technology. One of the things that helps me get stuff done is if I play music. And so I made it so I can play music everywhere in my house really easily with just talking to Alexa, and automatically, you know, it can start playing stuff anywhere I am, which is super helpful. Oh boy, she heard me. I knew she was going to hear me. I just want to say technology can be really beneficial. It can get in our way, so don't overuse it. But use it when you can. Find ways that you find things you are already doing and try and make them better. Too often we stick with the stock mail app and have thousands of unread emails because we don't have an email client that will let you delete within seconds. Like, the main purpose is just to delete things. Like, that's super helpful. Some email clients have unsubscribe buttons that you can click and it'll automatically unsubscribe you from a newsletter. Like, do the things that you need to do to make your flow better. Don't get too sucked into this because you could spend days just trying to perfect all of your apps. So be careful. But find tools because it'll make your life easier. And that's what technology should be doing, making your life easier, not harder.